我们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts with a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Friday evening service.
一起来唱赞美诗259首。
Let us now sing hymn 259.
Hallelujah, 我们亲爱弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of our brother, beloved brothers and sisters.
晚上我们一起来看路加福音的11章。
Tonight we would like to all study together Luke chapter 11.
路加福音11章第5节到13节。
Luke chapter 11 from verse 5 through verse 13.
11章第5节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 5.
五节，耶稣又对耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说朋友，请借给我三个饼。”六节，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。七节，那人在里面回答说：“不要搅扰我，门已经关闭。”孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。八节，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。十节，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。十一节，你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？十二节，求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不跟不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves? 6. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. 7. And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. 8. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will rise and give him as many as he needs. 9. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. 10. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. 11. For if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? 12. Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这段经文记载，当有人来请耶稣教他们祷告。
This passage refers to a time when someone asked Jesus how to pray.
就如同这个施洗约翰教导他的门徒一样。
And he said, teach us to pray as the John the Baptist also taught his disciples.
所以主耶稣就教导这个祈求怎么样祷告的门徒有关祷告的内容。
So he taught those disciples seeking to learn how to pray the content of prayer.
就是我们很熟悉的主的祷告文。
Which was our very familiar Lord's Prayer.
那在讲完之后主耶稣又进一步来教导这个门徒有关祷告的态度。
And after he told them that, he went a step further and taught them about the attitude behind prayer.
这个经文我们都很熟悉。
And these are also verses we're very familiar with.
但在这一段里头常常会让我们有一个疑问就是最后十三节那边所说的。
However, there's a question that might arise when we read the last verse, verse 13.
在这里好像有点这个上下文接不太起来的样子。
It almost seems that this verse is out of context.
如果把最后这一句 这一句何况天父岂不更将好的东西给求他的人，那这样就通了。
And if it only said, how much more will your heavenly father give, as if you give good gifts to your children?
因为前面是讲说你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
And it said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
好东西啊。
A good thing, good gift.
这里应该是何况天父岂不更将这个好东西啊给求他的人吗？应该是这样啊。
I should say, how much more will your heavenly father give you good gifts?
但是让我非常不了解的就是在这边突然好像插进来圣灵这个东西。
However, it seems that all of a sudden, there's a mention here of the Holy Spirit.
我们想想看当时的门徒听得懂吗？
And we have to ask, did the disciples at that time understand?
因为主耶稣谈到这个他将要求天父差遣应许的圣灵和保惠师应许的圣灵，那个是在主耶稣准备要殉道之前才告诉门徒啊。
And we have to remember that it was only right before Jesus was about to be crucified that he told the disciples he would send the Holy Spirit to them.
那所以在这边，主耶稣在讲这个圣灵，我看门徒可能不是很懂。
So here, when Jesus mentions the Holy Spirit, I think the disciples might not have understood what he meant.
所以换句话说，在这里呀，主耶稣有一点预告、预言的性质在里头。
So there's a sense that he is predicting or even prophesying what is to come.
就好像在约翰福音这个第七章那边的记载。
Just as in John chapter 7, the passage there.
主耶稣预告这个圣灵活水的江河。
And Jesus also prophesied about the coming of the Holy Spirit through this description of the water, living water.
七章三十八节。
In chapter 7, verse 38.
约翰福音的七章三十八节。
John chapter 7, verse 38.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
And 39.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
38 and 39. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音这里谈到活水的江河预表着将来所要赐下所要成就的这个圣灵。
So here, when Jesus mentions the rivers of living water, he is really speaking of the coming of the Holy Spirit, which would come upon them in the future.
所以同样的在这个路加福音十一章这里耶稣在谈到祷告态度，突然讲到圣灵也是一样。
So likewise, when we read in Luke chapter 11, how he is talking about the attitude behind prayer and then the Holy Spirit.
在预言在指着将来那个得圣灵的人他们祈求的情形。
He is also telling them of the attitude that those who seek the Holy Spirit should have in the future.
有时候我们会想说，为什么主耶稣 不讲别的，特别拿这个求圣灵用这个例子来谈这个祷告的态度。
So we might ask, why is it that Jesus specifically spoke about the Holy Spirit in teaching us about our attitude in prayer?
为什么不拿其他来做例子，而偏偏要拿求圣灵这个事情？
Why didn't he use something else as an example?
确实，求圣灵这个事情很重要。
It is because seeking the Holy Spirit is so critical.
因为它是我们进天国的必备条件。
Because it is a key criteria for our entering heaven.
没有得圣灵就不能进神的国。这是尼哥底母问主耶稣，主耶稣告诉他的话。
And without receiving the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, which is the answer that Jesus gave when Nicodemus questioned him.
所以我们真耶稣教会我们弟兄姐妹我们都知道要祈求圣灵的重要。
So all of us who are believers in the True Jesus Church understand the essence and the critical nature of seeking the Holy Spirit.
当你仿佛像主耶稣在这里，在路加福音十一章这里所特别讲出来，得圣灵，不是那么简单。
However, what we see here in Luke chapter 11 is that receiving the Holy Spirit is not always simple.
因为那个跟我们的祈求有关系。
Because it relies on how we ask.
越来越多的这个弟兄姐妹还没有得着圣灵。
There are many more brothers and sisters who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
尤其是年长的弟兄姐妹。
Especially some older brothers and sisters.
随着自己的岁月，在世上的年日越来越少，那这个得圣灵越来越重要了。
So as a person grows older, their life in this earth becomes shorter, and the more important it is to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以曾经有这个弟兄姐妹，年长的弟兄姐妹问小弟，周传道，你有没有看过？ 到死了之后，到死的时候都还没有得圣灵的信徒。
So some of these elderly brothers and sisters have actually asked me, Preacher Zhou, have you seen elderly brothers and sisters die before receiving the Holy Spirit?
因为我们有听到这样的见证。 Because
we have heard of testimonies like this.
在这个病危，这个要离世之前，嘴巴喃喃念，传道一听，讲方讲灵言得圣灵，然后才离世。That
there are testimonies that say even on a person's sick bed, they can mutter a few words, and then the preacher says, "Oh, they've received the Holy Spirit," and then they die.
那如果是这样的话，那我就安心了。If
that's the case, then I am relieved.
反正离世之前神一定会给嘛，给了之后再带我回家。
Sometime before I die, God will give me the Holy Spirit, and then I can go home.
就好像这个我要登机，忘了带机票，临时有人送过来，让我能够登机。Just
like if I arrive at the airport, but I forget my plane ticket, and then suddenly somebody delivers it to me, I can go on the plane.
或者是航空公司补发一张给我，让我能够登机。
Or that the airline is able to print me out another copy, and I can get on.
那是不是得圣灵也是这样？
Is it like this when we receive the Holy Spirit?
传道，你有没有看过在死之前都没有圣灵的弟兄姐妹？
Pastor, have you seen members who have died without receiving the Holy Spirit?
那如果有的话，
And if so,
那我们要怎么办？
What happens if I don't have it yet?
我相信这个是很多我们尤其是年长的弟兄姐妹心里头的一个重担。
I'm sure that for many of our brothers and sisters, especially the older ones, this could be a question and a burden in their hearts.
万一哪一天我离世，但是我还没有得着圣灵。
What if one day I pass away and I haven't received the Holy Spirit?
那我该怎么办？
What should I do?
有时候我们看到这个年长的弟兄姐妹，他们也是很认真、很热心在求圣灵。
And we often see these elderly brothers and sisters seeking and praying for the Holy Spirit fervently.
拖着蹒跚的步伐来到前面，跪又跪不了多久，坐也坐不了多久，真的是很辛苦。
But even despite all these discomforts, they still manage to come to the front and pray as much as they can.
就为了要能够进天国，能够得救。
In order to be saved and enter into heaven ultimately.
这个有时候我们传道人看在眼里，真的是心里也很沉重，巴不得说，如果我能够给他们圣灵，我一定马上就给了。And
we as the preachers often feel this burden as well. If it were up to us, we would give it to them right away.
那无奈，这个圣灵不是传道给的。
But unfortunately, we don't have the power to give the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神给的。
The Holy Spirit comes from God.
我们传道人、执事们，顶多也只能够按手帮助祷告而已。
So we as the pastors or the deacons can only help by laying on of hands.
圣灵不是传道，不是长职能够给的。
But yet, the Holy Spirit is not up to us to give away.
所以因为在这样的情况之下，
And so, under these circumstances,
就有人想要来解这一个难题啊。
So some people want to try to find a solution to this problem.
让我们这个年长的弟兄姐妹不用这么样的烦恼、担心、害怕。
And so to alleviate the fear or anxiety that these brothers and sisters may feel.
所以就有人主张说其实我们洗礼的时候就已经有圣灵了。
So some people may propose that we receive the Holy Spirit as soon as we're baptized.
因为神的灵运行在这个洗礼的水上啊。
Because the Spirit of God is working in the water of baptism.
那我们进到水里头怎么会没有圣灵？
And when we are baptized into the water, how can there not be the Holy Spirit there?
这个神的灵已经在水里头了，我们进去怎么会没圣灵呢？
So if the Spirit of God is in this water, how can the Holy Spirit not be there?
不过这个也有一点问题。
However, there's a problem with that.
如果是这样的话，那我们吃的鱼应该都很咸啊，因为鱼是从海水里面抓上来的。
Then,
海水是咸的嘛。
All of the fish that we eat should be very salty because the salt water should go into the fish of the ocean.
但是鱼并不咸啊。
But fish is not always that salty.
海水很咸，但是鱼不咸啊。
The water of the ocean is very salty, but fish are not that salty.
所以我们不能说洗礼跟得圣灵有绝对的关系了。
So we cannot equate being baptized in the water with receiving the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们都知道洗礼是以能够这个领受圣灵祷告的时候，外在看得出来、听得见的。说灵言，就是圣经说的方言来做凭据。
And we can see clearly in the Bible that the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is something that you can see with your eyes and hear with your ears. That is the speaking of spiritual tongues.
不是自己的感觉，我有圣灵。
It's not just a feeling that you have inside.
我觉得我有。
I feel that I have the Holy Spirit.
这个不是我们觉得不觉得的。
It's not whether you feel you have it or not.
而是神给我们之后，我们在祷告的这个外在的这个行动上，就能够看得见，能够证明得出来的。
It is something that is evident from observation, whether you have it or not.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
我们来看圣灵初次降临的时候。
And let's read the evidence of the Holy Spirit the first time it came down.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
二章第二节。
Acts chapter 2.
二节，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。三节，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。四节。
Four.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。在这里圣经记载，当五旬节圣灵降临的时候，在耶路撒冷照着耶稣的吩咐等候的这120个门徒他们得着应许的圣灵。
Here we see how on the day of Pentecost, the 120 disciples who followed Jesus' command to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem finally received it on that day.
按着圣灵所赐给他们的口才说出了别国的话，讲出了不是当地这个加利利人的话来的。
And in verse 4 it says, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
那这个事情引起回来过节的这些犹太人他们的围观。
And so what this event caused was a complete transformation of the apostles.
那从这个国外各地回到耶路撒冷的这些犹太人他们都听见这些门徒用自己侨居地的这个乡谈在述说神的大作为。
And there were many people who were gathered there for this festival, holy festival, and people from all over, devout Jews, heard these speaking the glories of God in their own tongues.
经圣灵开启了他们耳朵之后，他们 纷纷听得懂这些加利利的这个耶稣的门徒啊，在讲他们侨居地的话。
And through the working of the Holy Spirit, opening their ears, they were able to understand these Galileans speaking in their own individual tongues.
哦，其实不是哦，不是这些门徒啊，突然变成语言天才，能够讲不同国家的话，而是因为圣灵哦，开了这些过节的犹太人的耳朵。
It wasn't that the disciples suddenly became linguistically gifted that they were able to speak in other languages, but rather the Holy Spirit allowed these people to hear in their own language.
哦，其实门徒啊是在讲一种听不懂的话。
Actually, the disciples were speaking in a tongue that was not understandable.
哦，在灵里头在诉说神的作为。
They were actually speaking in spiritual tongues about the works of God.
哦，那不单是这里哈，我们再看。当时还有这个彼得啊到了一个意大利的百夫长哥尼流那边啊去传福音。
Let's look at another example when Peter went to the house of a Roman centurion Cornelius to preach the gospel.
哦，这个是记载在使徒行传的第十章。
Let's read in Acts chapter 10.
哦，那照当时犹太人他们的传统的观念啊，神的救恩只单单给他们民族啊。
And according to the Jewish tradition, the salvation of God was only given to the Jews.
因为他们不了解神的计划。
Because they did not fully understand the plan of God.
神的拯救啊，是透过犹太人要给所有的人。
That God's salvation was to go through the Jews to the entire world.
所以这个彼得啊，他可以说啊。是冒了这个传统的大忌进到非犹太人的家里去了。
So here, Peter actually violated one of the key principles of the Jews and entered into the house of a Gentile.
向这个哥尼流跟他的这个家人亲戚啊，来传讲耶稣啊。
And spoke the gospel of salvation to Cornelius and his family.
就在这个时候，圣灵就降临在这一些听到的人身上。
At that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon these people who were listening.
彼得他怎么知道？
How did Peter know?
我们来看看。
Let us look.
使徒行传的十章。
Acts chapter 10.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
四十六节，因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。四十七节。
47.
于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？四十八节。
48.
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。在这里彼得啊，之所以敢像敢为这些非犹太人呐的这些这个人来洗礼是因为发现他们也得了神的圣灵啊。
And here Peter is bold enough to baptize these Gentiles because he could witness and see that the Holy Spirit had come upon them as well.
果然呐彼得的这为非犹太人洗礼这个事情啊，传回这个犹太的众弟兄啊，被众弟兄啊直问啊。
And so when news of this baptism of the Gentiles went back to the other Jewish believers, they started to question.
但是当彼得把这个哥尼流一家人在听到的时候，得圣灵说方言的证据啊，告诉这些犹太的弟兄们，大家都不说话了。
However, when Peter recounted what he had witnessed and experienced with these Gentiles also receiving the Holy Spirit as they did, they had no more objections.
这个十八节说众人听见这话就不言语，只归荣耀给神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。
In chapter 11, verse 18, it said that when they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
这个对当时的这些犹太人的基督徒来说，这个是一个很大的突破。
So to the Jewish Christians who were the initial believers, this was a major breakthrough.
也是啊，神拯救这个人类计划当中的跨出了一大步。
And we can see how it was the start of God's fulfillment of his salvation plan for the entire world.
哦，那还有另外一个例子是，哦，使徒保罗的例子。
Another example is the example of the Apostle Paul.
哦，在使徒行传的19章。
In Acts chapter 19. 哦，
那19章记载说保罗经过的哈，保罗来到以弗所，遇到的一些门徒啊。
This chapter recounts how Paul came to the city of Ephesus and met some disciples there.
哦，保罗就问他们说啊，你们得圣灵了没？
And he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?"
哦，这些门徒说啊，什么是圣灵啊？我们没有，而且没听过。
We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
哦，保罗啊，就问他说，那你们是接受什么人洗礼的？
And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?"
哦，他们说，我们就是那个在耶稣之前的那个施洗约翰哦，我们是受他的洗的。
So they said, "Into John's baptism."
哦，保罗说，哦，原来是这样，因为施洗约翰那个是悔改的洗。
And then Paul explained, the baptism of John was the baptism of repentance."
哦，是告诉哦，告诉啊，这个百姓应当要信的是在他后面来的那个耶稣。
Saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come later, that is on Jesus Christ.
哦，耶稣的洗啊，是赦罪的洗。
That the baptism of Jesus Christ is the baptism of remission of sins.
哦，所以就奉耶稣的名啊，重新为这一些施洗约翰的门徒洗礼了。
Therefore, he had to baptize them once more in the name of the Lord Jesus.
哦，那按手在他们头上，哎。他们就得圣灵了。
And when he laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
哦，有十哦，一共有十二个人。
And they spoke with tongues, and there were 12.
为什么
？Why？
因为听见他们说方言、说预言呐。
They could hear that they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
哦，所以哦，哎，是看得出来，能够算得出来有几个。
So they could see with their eyes and count how many of them received the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以在这里哈，我们再次看到这个得圣灵啊，跟我们。外在祷告的时候能够说灵言说方言是绝对的关系。
So we can see here the direct relationship between receiving the Holy Spirit and the external evidence of speaking in tongues.
哦，当然这个哦，得圣灵说灵言哦，啊，不是说哦，我们不断的在讲灵言哦，不能控制哦，不是这个意思哦。
Of course, when we speak in spiritual tongues, it does not mean it is out of our control.
哦，也不是说啊，我们得了圣灵哈，我们祷告啊，只能用灵言祷告哦，没有办法用悟性啊，用默祷哈，也不是这个意思哈。
And also does not mean that we don't have the ability to pray in other ways, for example, in understanding or in a silent prayer.
哦，因为圣灵会顺服得着圣灵的人。
Because the Holy Spirit will.Be under the control, or speaking in tongues will be under the control of those who have the Holy Spirit.
如同主耶稣所说的，哦，是真理的保惠师。
And just as Jesus said, it is the counselor or the spirit of truth.
哦，就是像顾问一样啊。
Just as someone that you seek for counsel or advice.
哦，能够帮助我们、感动我们、提醒我们。
It can help us, remind us, and teach us.
哦，而不是控制我们哦。
But it is not something that controls us.
哦，邪灵才是控制人的哦。
Only evil spirits control people.
哦，让人呐伤害自己啊。
Causing them to harm themselves.
哦，让人呐没有办法得自由哦。
And cause them to be bound and not free.
哦，所以我们得的是圣灵，而不是邪灵哦。
So what we have received is the Holy Spirit, not an evil spirit.
哦，所以我们从刚刚哦，我们就能明白得着圣灵一定会说灵言。
So we can see that in receiving the Holy Spirit, we will necessarily speak in tongues.
哦，灵言是得圣灵的凭证。
And speaking in spiritual tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们从刚刚的经文我们能够知道。
And we can see this from all the verses that we have studied.
哦，那刚刚我哦小弟也谈到说，有一些哦那弟兄姐妹因为还没得着圣灵，哦那没有办法祷告用灵言。
And I mentioned earlier that some brothers and sisters, because they have not yet received the Holy Spirit, cannot speak in tongues.
哦，所以就有人呢为他们要来解套啊。
And so some people try to help them find a solution.
哦，能不能哈想个办法哈，让这些年长还没有得圣灵的弟兄姐妹能够安心的走完人生的路程？
Is there a way to allow these brothers and sisters to finish the final phases of their life in peace?
Oh, 不要那么难过，不要压力那么大。
And to not let them feel the pressure or this anxiety of not having the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以有人就说了哦，因为有好的行为，有圣灵的果子，就等于有圣灵了。
So some people might think, well, they are good people and have done good deeds, so then they must have the Holy Spirit.
圣经不是这么想吗？
Isn't that what the Bible says?
哦，若不是圣灵充满，怎么能够称哦耶稣基督是主啊？
If you do not have the Holy Spirit filling you, how can you say that Jesus is Lord?
哦，那今天我们能够称呼耶稣基督是主啊，那证明我们有圣灵嘛。
And today we are able to proclaim Jesus is Lord, therefore we have the Holy Spirit.
哦，那圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平啊，温柔、良善、信实、哦、节制等等啊。
And we can see in the Bible it says the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc.
哦，我也多多少少也有一些的哈。
And I also exhibit these fruits.
哦，所以我应该就算有圣灵嘛。
So does that mean I have the Holy Spirit too?
哦，有好行为是不是就等于有圣灵啊？
Does it mean that if we are doing good deeds, then or live a good life, then we have the Holy Spirit?
我们刚刚有提到那一位去找彼得哈。要他把耶稣基督的福音讲给他听的这个意大利人意大利营的这个百夫长哥尼流。
We spoke earlier of this Italian centurion Cornelius who sought Peter to tell him the gospel.
哦，我们来看看在他还没有遇到彼得之前哦。
Let's see what he was like before he met Peter.
他是怎么样的一个人
？What kind of person was he？
哦，在使徒行传的第十章。
Acts chapter 10。
第一节
Verse
1一节说在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流是意大利营的百夫长二节他是个虔诚人他和全家都敬畏神多多周济百姓常常祷告神这里说这一个这个意大利人这个意大利营的百夫长哥尼流那是个好人呢
And we can see the description of this person, Cornelius, that he was a good person.
哦，但是他却没有圣灵啊。
And yet, he did not have the Holy Spirit.
直到哦，这个彼得来到他家，向他传讲耶稣，哎，圣灵才降临啊。
Only after Peter visited his house and told him about the Lord Jesus, did he receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以这里就让我们知道哦，所以有好行为啊，不等于有圣灵啊。
So we can see that even if a person does good deeds, he is not necessarily having the Holy Spirit.
哦，那再来，刚刚我们也谈到说，那得圣灵跟这个洗礼之间有什么关系啊？
And what about the relationship between baptism and the Holy Spirit?
哦，刚刚我们有谈到这个保罗在以弗所遇到施洗约翰的门徒。
We talked about how Paul met the disciples of John the Baptist.
他们没有圣灵。
They did not have the Holy Spirit either.
为什么?
Why?
因为洗礼不对。
Because they did not receive the correct baptism.
他们的洗礼是悔改的洗礼啊。
They received the baptism of repentance.
而不是耶稣赦罪的洗礼。
However, it was not the baptism of remission of sins.
所以唯有当他们在接受耶稣赦罪的洗礼，他们就得着应许的圣灵。
So only after they received the correct baptism in the Lord Jesus' name did they receive the Holy Spirit.
这个是洗礼。跟跟这个得圣灵之间的关系啊。
So that is, we can see a direct relationship between baptism and the Holy Spirit.
是相关而不是替代的哦。
They are related but not equivalent.
他们是洗礼之后得圣灵。
Only after they were baptized did they receive the Holy Spirit.
而不是洗礼就有圣灵。
It was not that they received the Holy Spirit upon baptism.
为什么这么讲?
Why do we say that?
我们刚刚有谈到哥尼流。
We talked about Cornelius.
哥尼流他们家刚好相反。
Cornelius and his family experienced things in the opposite order.
他们是先得圣灵才洗礼。
They received the Holy Spirit first and then were baptized.
那所以如果我们说洗礼就等于得圣灵。
So if we say that receiving the Holy Spirit is when you are baptized.
那这里就讲不通了。
Then you can't explain that.
像小弟，我相信我们在座有一些弟兄姐妹也是一样啊。
I believe that we have also brothers and sisters here.
是因为得了圣灵，才真正体验到真的有神。
I'm sure many of us have only truly experienced God once we receive the Holy Spirit.
才摸着神啊。
Can truly touch God.
哦，才哎，让我们的信仰有了起头。
And have the true beginning of our faith.
哦，我们才会啊进一步查考、明白、接受洗礼。
And then we start to learn and study more the truth, and then decide to be baptized.
哦，所以我们看到洗礼跟得圣灵哦，啊，他们之间。哎、是有关联没有错
So we can see that there is truly a relationship between this process of receiving the Holy Spirit and the baptism、
哦、但不是画等号的、哦、
But they are not equivalent or they do not occur、哦、at the same time、
哎、那传道有没有那个、哦除了这个保罗、哦、这个例子还有没有其他的例子、哦、是洗礼之后再得圣灵的
So, are there other examples in the Bible where people have received the Holy Spirit after baptized?
有啊。哦，《使徒行传》第八章。
Yes, in Acts chapter 8.
哦，第八章那是当斯提凡殉道之后啊，耶路撒冷受逼迫了。
And this occurred after Stephen was martyred, and there was a great persecution in Jerusalem.
哦，所以门徒就四散，有些人呢就到了撒玛利亚去，顺便也把福音呢、啊、传给当地人。
And so all the believers who were in Jerusalem scattered to all the different areas, including Samaria.
哦，然后他们也接受了洗礼。
And so they preached to the people in Samaria, and those believers also were baptized.
但是没有圣灵啊。
However, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
消息传回耶路撒冷。
So this news came back to Jerusalem.
哦，所以啊，哦，就使徒们哦，就打发哦彼得、约翰呢、啊，到他们那边去了。
And so the apostles sent Peter and John to them.
好，我们来看啊，《使徒行传》八章十四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 14.
十四节，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节。
15.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要教他们受圣灵。十六节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们啊一个人身上。他们只奉主耶稣的名受的洗，好，十七节。
17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。哦，在这里我们看到说，哦，圣灵啊，啊有，哦，他的这个，啊，等于说他有他的这个系统，哦的这个性质啊。
And so we can see that receiving the Holy Spirit, there's a process in which it occurs.
哦，啊，这个是耶路撒冷。差派的彼得、约翰过去帮他们按手，他们才得圣灵。
The apostles in Jerusalem sent Peter and John to these believers, and when they had prayed for them with the laying on of hands, then the believers received the Holy Spirit.
哦，来证明说，哦，这个圣灵，哦，跟神的道是匹配的。哦。
So we can see that the coming of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit are together.
领受了神的道。哦、就能够领受、哦来然后这个就是解释、带人进到真理里头的圣灵。
And once they have received the word of God, then they can also receive the Holy Spirit that guides them into the truth.、
哦、所以从以上我们、哦、又了解到说得圣灵、跟洗礼之间的关系、啊。
So we have studied the relationship between receiving the Holy Spirit and baptism.
哦，是两回事的。
That they are two separate events.
哦，不是得圣灵，哦，不是洗礼就等于得圣灵哦。
It is not that one will receive the Holy Spirit upon being baptized.
哦，有可能你在洗礼之前就得着圣灵。
It's possible you might receive the Holy Spirit before baptism.
哦，也有可能是洗礼之后才得着圣灵。
And sometimes people receive the Holy Spirit after baptism.
哦，所以我们看到洗礼跟得圣灵。哦，这是分开的两件事。
So we can see from these examples that the events are separate.
哦，那我们花那么多时间来解释这个哈、得圣灵要说方言，还有得圣灵跟洗礼之间的关系。
So we have spent a lot of time describing how the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues and the relationship with baptism.
哦，目的还是要来帮助我们弟兄姐妹。
The purpose of all of this is to help our brothers and sisters.
我们还是要回归到耶稣基督的教导。
We have to return to the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
哦，我们不要啊，要用人的智慧哈、哦，想要帮神推一把哦。
We shouldn't use our own human wisdom to give God a hand.
神比我们聪明啊，比我们有智慧啊，不需要我们去帮神啊。
God's knowledge and wisdom is far surpassing our own.
哦，帮他去解决难题哦。
So we shouldn't offer up our own solutions.
我看我们是啊，越帮越忙比较多了哦。
I think that our solutions might complicate the problem more.
那我们话又说回来哦，那年长的弟兄姐妹还没得着圣灵，怎么办？
So, what about those elderly brothers and sisters who haven't yet received the Holy Spirit?
哦，我们看回来，耶稣所讲的这个哦。祷告的态度的比喻。
So let's look back at the parable Jesus gave of the attitude of prayer.
好，刚刚我们一开始所读的路加福音十一章的五到十三节。
In the beginning, we read Luke chapter 11 verses 5 through 13.
哦，这边谈到说，哦，这个主耶稣啊，预告哦，要怎么样得圣灵。
And Jesus was foretelling how they should receive the Holy Spirit.
没有什么秘招了，没有这个捷径了，没有了。
There is no real secret method.
哦，十三节告诉我们就是要求了。
Verse 13 tells us clearly we must ask.
圣灵是给什么人？
Who is the Holy Spirit given to?
哦，给求他的人啊。
It's given to those who ask him.
哦，我们为什么得不到圣灵？
Why is it that we can't receive the Holy Spirit?
我们真的有求吗？
Have we truly asked?
哦，还是说啊，有也好，没有也好，管他的。
Or do we say, well, if we have it, then that's good. If we don't, then so be it.
哦，甚至我们也不是那么的笃定的相信。
Or maybe we are half believing.
真的要有圣灵才能进神的国吗？
Is it true that we really need the Holy Spirit to be able to enter into heaven?
哦，真的有神的国吗？
Is heaven really a place?
哦，我看哦，让我们。不愿意很迫切的去祈求圣灵的原因、啊、可能跟我们信仰的整个根基都有关系。
I think that a great deal of our attitude in prayer has to do with the whole foundation of our faith.
这只有我们自己知道、哦、
That's only something that we can determine for ourselves.
我为什么得不着圣灵？
Why is it that I haven't yet received the Holy Spirit?
我真的有很迫切为得圣灵事情祷告祈求吗？
Have I truly fervently prayed for the Holy Spirit?
还是抱着说可有可无没有关系啊，说不定也没有天国啊。
Or is it that, well, it doesn't really matter if I get it or not, and maybe heaven doesn't exist at all.
哦，我们的信仰根基到底哦是怎么样？
So what is the basis of our faith?
跟我们是不是很认真很踏实的祈求这个进天国的凭据有绝对关系。
And so that will have a direct impact on the way in which we ask and whether we can receive the Holy Spirit or not.
那除了要有祈求的意愿呢？
So apart from having this will to ask.
再来就是我们的态度。
We have to look at our attitude.
第八节啊，耶稣谈到这个戒饼用这个戒饼的比喻来谈到态度。
So Jesus used this parable of seeking for bread to explain the attitude.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的支求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
我们中文把这个翻成叫做情辞迫切的直求。
So here we see it's the critical key is the persistence.
那我看过其他的版本有的翻成是厚脸皮的祈求啊。
I've looked at other versions or interpretations, and it says to ask.
不要脸、
with no regard to your face.
你看站在外面一直敲一直敲，这个也。管不了说人家会笑啊，人家 会抗议啊，反正我一定要就是了。
So in other words, if you're knocking and banging on the door, regardless of how you appear.
你不给我，我就是不走了。
If you don't give it to me, then I won't leave.
我脸皮很厚，我就是一直要，一直要。
I'll stand here and bang until the very end.
那有的是翻成说一直的恳求。
And other interpretation said to ask without ceasing.
这个就比较文雅了哦，恳求哦，恳切的祈求啊，一直哦，就是不间断哦。
or to plead or supplicate without ceasing.
好，那有的翻成是说勇敢的求。
Other interpretation said to ask boldly.
哦，没有那个不好意思，声音很小，很勇敢，很大声哦。
And not to be timid in your prayer, but to be bold and cry out loudly.
哦，啊，这个跟我们啊，对我们所祈求的东西哦的那个想不想要哦的那个程度有关啊。
So how we ask for something reflects how badly we want it.
哦，那个有也好，没有也好，跟非要不可，我想哦，那个祈求的这个态度哦就不一样了。
And you can just imagine if you ask for something, it doesn't really matter if I get it or not, versus I have to have it no matter what, how the difference will be.
哦，所以，哎，耶稣告诉我们，求圣灵要怎么求，不但有祈求的意愿，那个态度也很重要哦。
So Jesus tells us that it's not only necessary for us to ask, but how we ask.
哦，那耶稣也给我们应许跟保证啊。
However, our Lord Jesus has given us a guarantee and a promise.
哦，九到十节，耶稣说啊。
In verses 9 and 10.
祈求就给啊。
If you ask, it will be given to you.
哦，因为就能得着啊。哦，所以你要有那个愿意祈求的这个心啊。
So everyone who asks receives.
哦，那不但要有祈求好的意愿哦。
And if you have this heart to be willing to ask.
寻找就寻见哦。
If you seek, you will find.
寻找，我们都找过东西哦。
And we have all had the experience of looking for something.
如果你越是掉的那个东西越重要，你一定越仔细哦，越用心的找。
And if that item you've lost is so precious to you, then you will certainly make every effort to find it.
掉了一分钱跟掉了你的钻石戒指哦。我看那个找的态度绝对不一样哦。
I'm sure looking for a dropped penny versus a diamond ring, you will have a very different attitude.
如果掉的是一分钱，随便找，找得到就找得到，找不到就算了嘛。
And if you lose a penny, well, if you find it, then good. If you don't, who cares?
但是如果你把你那个结婚戒指、钻石戒指给掉了，我看哦，你把整个家翻过来哦，你也会找啊。
But if you lose your wedding ring or that diamond ring, then I'm sure you will turn the house upside down to look for it.
哦，所以寻找，哦，耶稣保证说，你就能够寻见，就能够看得见呢。
So if you seek, you will find.
哦，所以要仔细，要用心啊。
So you have to seek very carefully and with effort.
哦，叩门就开门了。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
开门就能够进来了。
If the door is opened, you can enter.
哦，不是敲墙哦。你敲墙，你再怎么敲哦，没有回应哦。
You shouldn't be knocking on the wall. If you knock on the wall, you won't get an answer.
哦，我们敲的是门哦。
You have to knock on the door.
哎，敲门，神就帮我们开门。
And if you knock on the door, then God will open the door.
你如果敲墙的话，怎么开门
？If you knock on the wall, how can you open the wall?
所以方法也很重要。
So the method is also important.
今天我们的祷告的方法。
So the method in which we pray.
祷告的态度。
The attitude in which we pray.
哦。祷告的意愿
and the will in our prayer.
哦，能不能啊，让神把他所要给我们的应许的圣灵赏赐给我们
determines whether God will grant us His Holy Spirit.
哦，主的保证
So, and this is the promise of the Lord.
哦，世上的父母啊，尚且啊会把最好的东西给儿女。
Even the parents in this world who are evil will give good things to their children.
哦那天父真神啊，岂不会把这个最宝贵的圣灵啊，给祈求他的人吗
？And how much more will your heavenly Father give this most precious Holy Spirit to those who ask Him？
你有祈求吗
？Have you asked？
你有寻找吗
？Have you sought？
你有叩门吗
？Have you knocked？
如果你有
，If you have，
你就能够得着。
Then you will receive it。
哦，那最后主耶稣也有提醒哦。
And Jesus finally gives a reminder。
哎。那个求饼的去拿到石头。
And if you ask for bread, will he give him a stone?
哦，求鱼啊，变成蛇。
Will you receive a serpent in asking for a fish?
哦，求鸡蛋啊，却得着蝎子哦。
Or get a scorpion in asking for an egg?
哦，当然了，哦，这个父母亲绝对不会这么做了。
Of course, a parent would never do this to their children.
哦，但是呢，如果是仇敌呀，我看一定是这么做哦。
However, if it's your enemy, of course you would do something like that.
今天我们的仇敌是谁
？Who is our enemy today?
我们的仇敌是魔鬼撒旦。
Our enemy is Satan, the devil.
所以同样我们在这个求圣灵的这个事情上我们也要谨慎小心、啊、
So in seeking and praying for the Holy Spirit, we have to also be watchful.
不要没有得着饼得着鱼得着鸡蛋、啊、反而得着的是石头蛇跟蝎子。
So if we haven't yet received a fish or an egg or bread, we shouldn't pick up the serpent or the scorpion or the stone.
所以我们在求圣灵祷告的时候
So in praying for the Holy Spirit,
我们也要求神来带领来帮助我们。
We have to ask God to help us and to guide us.
用正确的方法，正确的态度。
To use the right attitude and the right method.
正确的盼望。
And the right hope.
来祈求，不用人的仁义来做这个旁门左道洁净的这个方法的解释。
To fully submit to God in His way, not to come up with our own human way.
不然我们就会得到石头、蛇跟蝎子哦。
Otherwise, we might end up with the stone or a serpent or a scorpion.
我们还是要回到圣经的方法。
We have to always return back to the Bible.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
这是主的保证。
This is the guarantee from our Lord.
我们一定能得着的。
We will receive it.
所以我们盼望说我们还没得到圣灵的弟兄姐妹哦。绝对不要灰心。
So for our brothers and sisters who do not yet have the Holy Spirit, don't be disappointed or discouraged.
小弟听过哦，这个求圣灵求最久的见证是求38年的。
I've heard a testimony of someone praying for the Holy Spirit for 38 years.
这个是在台湾的大同教会这个赖光南赖执事我现在不知道是长老，我不晓得，我当时是执事。
And that was, at the time, I knew him as Deacon Lai from Da Tong Church in Taiwan.
他说哦，他求到哦，这个不好意思出去求圣灵哦。
And he kept praying and seeking to the point where he was embarrassed.
求了38年呢。
He kept asking for 38 years.
那后来他自己也想想他是怎么求的。
Then he reflected on how he was asking.
怕羞，怕人家笑。
He was embarrassed and afraid others would laugh at him.
在那个主耶稣讲的说你要不要脸的求啊，他怕羞。
Jesus said, "You should ask without being embarrassed."
那么老的还出来求圣灵，老信徒的还求圣灵啊。
So he was afraid that people would laugh behind his back. Look how old he is, and he hasn't received the Holy Spirit yet.
每次都是等到大家到前面跪好了，他才偷偷的跑进来
So he would wait until everybody else was lined up in the front, and then he would sneak up in the back.
那当这个还没结束之前，他就赶快跑回去了
And before the bell rang, he would just go back to his seat.
让人家没有发现说他还没有得圣灵。
So that no one would know that he had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
就这样38年了。
And he did this for 38 years.
后来怎么得圣灵
？How did he finally receive the Holy Spirit?
神爱他，他特别派人盯着他。
And so, because God loved him, God sent somebody to look for him.
传道在外面，在前面在帮慕道者这个按手，你怎么还没圣灵？怎么不去呀？
And somebody came up to him and said, "The preacher is specifically laying hands on people who haven't yet received the Holy Spirit. What are you doing here?"
讲得他的脸都红了。
And he was so ashamed, he was blushing.
乖乖就跑到前面来祷告。
And so he did go up to the front.
结果圣灵就开始感动他了，就圣灵就渐渐的充满他。
As he knelt there, he could feel the Holy Spirit coming upon him and gradually filling him more and more.
身体有震动了。
And his body started to move.
开始哈利路亚赞美耶稣啊，开始有点念不清楚了。
And as he said, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," it started to become less clear.
他大大的受到激励啊。
And so he was greatly moved by the Holy Spirit.
隔天那一个礼拜是灵恩会再接再厉都到前面祷告，不用人家讲
So the next day, it was during the spiritual convocation, he came up automatically to the front.
38年得到圣灵。
After 38 years, he finally received the Holy Spirit.
这是神的应许
This is the promise of God.
他只不过是晚了38年才去拿而已
It was only that he was a little bit late in getting it after these 38 years.
这个宝贝老早在那边等着他。
But actually, this precious gift had been prepared for him all along.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So our beloved brothers and sisters.
希望我们不要到了最后老了跪也跪不久了体力也差了才想要求圣灵
So let's not wait until the last minute when our knees are aching and we can't really kneel very long to ask for the Holy Spirit.
更何况说圣灵不是单单 进天国的一个凭据而已啊。
And it's not only that the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our entry into heaven.
在我们整个人生的信仰生活上，圣灵也很大的帮助。
In our entire life of faith, the Holy Spirit is a great help.
我们应该早点求到。
We should try to get it as soon as possible.
那才能够进一步来祈求圣灵的充满。
So we need to then pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
让我们呢能够活出基督徒的尊严，基督徒的荣耀。
So that we can live out an honorable and worthy life as a Christian.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now let us kneel down and pray together.
那我们也为一些身体健康的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Let us remember to pray for those brothers and sisters who are ill in health.
特别为我们自己还没有得到圣灵要迫切的祷告。
And also pray for ourselves and those we know who have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
我们一起同心归下祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.